I didn't think we exerted any sort of control or overall dominance really for the whole night. But I think, you know, what the season is teaching us is, you know, the teams, including us, will come with a pressure game and a physical game. And it's just how long you can last in that. And that was what I was most pleased about. We were able to last the four quarters in the physicality, in the pressure game. So from that point of view, it was very encouraging.
Helps when you kick six goals in the first quarter on the road against the Power. That's the voice of Luke Beveridge, the coach of the Western Bulldogs, who rocketed into second position on the table. Two games clear now in a second after their win over the Port Adelaide Power. Jim?
Okay, gentlemen. Who did it say more about?
I want you to answer that shortly, Jim. But I want to talk to Zane Cordy about it as well.
Let's talk to Zane.
Because he was there living it at the Adelaide Oval on Saturday night. Good morning, Zane.
Morning, boys. How are we going?
Going very well, thanks. Who did it say more about? You guys or the Power?
That's a pretty tough question, actually. Yeah. it was a good win. I rate Port Adelaide pretty highly. So to be able to go to Adelaide and get the win, it was a pretty big night for us.
Was it one of those build-ups? There's always games in seasons where, you know, you know you've got to be on edge for every game and all that sort of stuff, and you want to win every game. But this was a big one. We talked about it on Friday. This was a big one to work out what you could do, what you could achieve this season. You've been really good in patches. I mean, we all go back to that Richmond game. But this was a big one. Was it built up differently from Luke?
No, it was a bit more of the same, actually. It was more just sticking to what our system is, playing to our strengths. And if we provide a full quarter effort with a bit of pressure, a bit of intensity, we usually get the job done. So it was a pretty simple messaging. I think it was more just the hostile crowd that sort of got us up and about. The Port Adelaide fans can get quite rowdy, so it got the boys a little bit excited.
That's surprising, Zane. They're normally a polite group who like to clap and cheer along, the Port Adelaide supporters. But do you feel like, I guess, your form is coming from pressure within? There seems to be some real pressure for spots. There's a stack of guys who are fit and ready to go in your VFL side. Is that what driving the performance?
I'd say so. Yeah, competition for spots is quite healthy at the moment. Our VFL side is undefeated, going very well, and yeah, boys are playing well. So if you don't play well at AFL, well, you're most likely to get left out of the team the next week. So I think it's put a lot of pressure on the boys, but it's also a healthy thing.
Now, your inspirational skipper was in here in the studio last week, Zane, and he made the comment that he thought you were a better team this year than your premiership year. Now, that doesn't mean everything, but you were part of the premiership. Do you think you're better?
Overall, I do think we are. Obviously, in that year, we had a lot of injuries, and we sort of had to try to fill in the roles as blokes who usually don't play their normal position. I was playing forward at the time, and I hadn't played forward my whole career. So it was sort of just like a team stuck together in 2016. But this year we seem to have a lot of healthy guys, all playing in their right positions, and it seems to be working so far.
Yeah, and so Saturday night, what did you learn from that Richmond sort of fade out? I don't know what you want to call it, because you started that game really well and Richmond sort of upped the pressure and sort of went over the top of you. Similar sort of situation could have potentially happened on Saturday night, but you held firm and kind of kicked again. So what did you learn from Richmond that you're able to then use in that Port Adelaide game?
Oh, I think Richmond sort of showed us is when they kick up a gear, we need to kick up a gear as well. And we just didn't do that against them. Their pressure sort of got on top of us, and especially coming out of the back half, we sort of panicked a little bit with the ball in hand. So, this week we definitely tried to have more composure across the back line, find that mark to relieve the pressure and go from there. So I feel like we did a lot better this week.
Two interstate trips this year and two wins. Obviously one against the Giants earlier and now Port Adelaide. So two interstate trips against two very good teams and you're able to come away with those wins. How important is that? Probably for the belief of the group that, yes, okay, we're legitimate contenders because we can do that interstate.
Yeah, well, I think historically we haven't been great interstate, so this year's been a nice change. It's never fun going interstate and having a loss and have to fly home with the coaching group. But I think, yeah, this year it's really building our belief that we are one of the premier teams in the league. But like I say always, it can change every week. And if you don't bring the right attitude, the right pressure to each game, many teams will just beat you.
Just the role and impact of Tom Liberatore at the moment, he seems to be the one that allows the others in that midfield to do what they please. He's at the coalface. He's winning contested football. He's winning the clearances. Does he get enough credit for really how good of a season he's having so far?
Oh, definitely internally. Yeah, he's definitely getting the credit. It's just his grunt work and some of the handballs he's able to pull off under pressure. It's just beautiful. I'm a big fan of Tom's. He's been doing a lot of the hard grunt work to allow either McRae, Bond, Treloar, Barry Lenker to get on the outside. So he's doing a very good job for us inside.
Barry Lenker, of course, Bailey Smith with the lovely, beautiful hair. Hey, can you tell me about Cody Waitman? I don't know about the blokes we know. I don't know much about Cody Waitman. His fourth game on Saturday night. He had a couple of really important snags. I saw him take a hanger last week in the VFL against the Blues. What's he like, this young fella?
He's quite a colourful character, Cody. his new haircut's doing plenty for us. he's drawn comparisons to Joe Dirt. He's been going very well. His form in VFL's been top-notch. And all he had to do was sort of bring his pressure, his forward pressure on the weekend, and he popped up and kicked a few goals, which is an extra bonus for us.
So he's one of those energizer sort of bunnies around the group? Is he that sort of dynamic guy around the club?
Yes, he's definitely got a lot of energy. I don't know how a lot of blokes have a lot of energy at 8 a.m. in the morning. I'm certainly more of an afternoon person, but... Cody's sort of the life of the party, and he's good value around the club.
So you're allowed to celebrate those wins on Saturday night? Like, are you allowed to enjoy that? Does it give you a chance, Luke, to really relax and enjoy those victories? Because they're hard-earned interstate, particularly against good teams.
Yeah, I think one thing that we started doing at the club is sort of just having a couple of quiet beers with each other after the game. It's good just to sort of relax and enjoy the moment. But, it's nothing too silly. Not like the 80s.
No, I'm sure very different to the 80s, I can tell you. Probably the 90s as well.
And the early
2000s, remember. And you got the Saints this week at Marvel Stadium on Saturday night. It's going to be a very interesting contest. Back at the home deck in front of the faithful. Things are going pretty well, Zane. Appreciate your time today. Well done on the win on the weekend.
No worries, boys. Enjoy your morning.